A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is AFL Grand Final all wrapped up. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. So, Josh, you got a highlight of the week past?
Well, part of being a North supporter is always looking to the next generation of talent. And I'll take that over in Formula One. And young Jack Doohan, who's Mick Doohan's son, came second in the season on Formula 3 at 16, which is a pretty fucking amazing event.
Hmm. Does he get prior credit for his driver's license for that?
Strangely enough, no. There's been incidents where people have had a super license and not a public driver's license. But it does count internationally. So you can go to your home country and you can't drive.
Yeah.
But if you go overseas as part of the tour, you can.
Your super license counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's administered internationally, counts as international license, which is fucking ridiculous, really. I mean, if you can qualify for a super license, you can control a car. Granted, you may not know the road rules.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't really apply to a great percentage of the population. But
yeah,
but still, it's the exceptions that make the funny rules.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny, like when Lewis Hamilton got done for doing burnouts.
Yeah,
and the actual offence was driving with a car out of control. It's like I don't think the cops are justified in making that comment.
I know what you're going for.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a little bit like, what's his name, Steve Irwin dangling the baby in front of the crocodile. Like, well, that's dangerous, but...
Yeah, dangerous, I mean, if I did it.
But you're the one that knows?
Yeah. All right, let me call an expert witness. My fucking self.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, Your Honour. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, he's done well for the young lad.
Yeah, he's only 16. The guy that won, Yukio something from Japan, is 25. And Jack only just missed out. Smashed it all season. Like, I think his worst finish was about ninth, and he podiumed most races.
Does Yukio own his own team or something? Cause it seems weird for a 25-year-old to be racing against 16-year-olds.
Oh, it's just Formula 3. He's just happy to be out there.
Well, that's for me. He buys his own team, but fuck it, I'm racing.
I think the 16-year-old is the weird one, though, right? Surely.
Well, no, F3 is just sort of... it's where people go when they've got international-level kart experience kind of thing.
Basically, yeah. You're in F3, then F2, then F1.
Yeah.
So basically, when you win that season, you cannot compete in that season again.
Right,
okay. Done. You have to go up or do something else.
Yeah. But no, he's done fucking brilliantly, and it's great to see he's coming through too. And he's targeting Formula One, whereas the only other guy in there from Australia, I think Jack Hall or Matthew Hall, he wants to be a Vett supercar driver. So I think he just rocks up at Bathurst and that'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, just point him the way the nearest car that looks like a Ford or a Holden.
Yep.
Yeah. Nissan, fair enough. Now. But yeah, or Mercedes. The Mercedes were going in Beat supercars.
Do not pay attention to it at all.
I don't think they were in Australia, were they?
They had a customer car. Like, there wasn't a Mercedes team. It was some rich chick who bought all the Mercedes.
Right. Okay.
Brenton, you got a highlight of the week past besides the footy?
Besides the footy. I mean, not highlights, but spent a little bit of time out of... well, I didn't get that long to celebrate the final. It was pretty dusty on Saturday. Anyway, because obviously we won and had a big night. Sunday, I was feeling sorry for myself, and then first thing Monday morning, I had to go away for a work trip. When I say work trip, it's very, like, we didn't do much work. We're supposed to work, but it didn't happen. So basically, we were doing a collaboration brew with Bridge Road up in Beechworth, back out in the country.
Now, I saw the photos on that on Facebook. It didn't look like there was a lot of class study going on.
There was not much study going on. We definitely did, you know, have a beer with the locals.
Yeah.
Well, every picture you had a beer in your hand.
Well, it was forced upon us. It's like 8 a.m. when we're rocking up to the brewery, and they're like, well, getting some photos. Can't do that without a beer. So, like, drink whatever beer you want. We don't care.
Is the bacon and eggs IPA?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, fuck me, I need a job there.
Yeah. Beautiful part of Victoria, actually. Very, very nice if you ever get a chance to go out there, especially in summer. They've got this a gorge there that's just, it's incredible. Looks amazing. So definitely well worth going out there. Is it
Bright? At Bright?
Beechworth, this one. Just not far from Bright.
Yeah,
not far. Like, it's the Alpine area. So you've got Bright, you've got King Valley in there.
Yeah.
Beechworth, And that's the only place I know there. But beautiful, beautiful part of the town. But being isolated comes with, you know, the general country folk. You know, they're racist and they fight.
Yeah.
That's basically it. So we were having some beers with Wayne on the deck of the commercial.
Surely Wayne-O.
Wayne-O, probably.
Yeah.
He lives above the pub across the road.
Right.
But I'm guessing he's not allowed there, so he drinks the commercial or something. I don't know. But anyway, you know how people just want to tell you a story. Just want to tell you a story.
Yep.
And so, obviously, in the country, they love fighting because, you know, wankers.
Stuff, yeah. You don't have many TV channels.
Basically, yeah. And, you know, you're always rooting someone's sister or whatever because everyone's related. So, anyway, he's sitting there and he's like, yeah, so the other day I was in a fucking fight and you got this guy and we, you know, and you're like, oh, yeah, cool, Wayne. So we start the conversation. He's like, oh, but this other one, like, oh, actually, no, I shouldn't brag about that one. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. And
well, fair enough.
So what happened is it was the middleweight champ of Australia and I just fucking knocked him out.
Yeah, I'm sure Danny Green's fucking concerned.
I'm like, I couldn't name any weight winner of Australia. I'm like, he might have told you he was the middleweight winner of Australia, but I don't know what he's doing in Beechworth. Cause
isn't that Anthony Mundine? Wasn't he a middleweight champion?
Yeah, I think he was, actually.
Yeah, because what's his face? Green was light heavyweight.
Yep.
And middleweight's below
it's,
that.
It's no point trying to figure it out because there's so many damn weight classes. Yeah. And I think like Green fought in 9 different ones over the journey. So.
And the UFC
weight divisions. I think Green only fought about 4, but Mundine was in about 12.
Yeah. And the UFC weight divisions are different weight categories than boxing divisions. So yeah, listen to Wayne tell me fight stories for ages, even though they were completely unprompted.
Yeah.
That's
you're talking shit about... you know, country folk. Where'd you spend half your life?
Oh, that's what's sort of, yeah, well, exactly.
Well, I figured out now. I've actually spent more years in capital cities than I have in the country, so.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I consider there's country and then there's, you know.
Yeah.
You've got grass.
That's the difference is we were country and then there's bush.
Yeah, exactly.
And only country people know the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a fair bit of fucking overlap in Broken Hill.
If you have clean water, I'm sort of like, I'm gatekeeping that shit.
If you pay for your water.
Yeah, I'm gatekeeping. I'm like, well, you're not country. You're like fucking East North Melbourne or something like that.
Yeah, if you have water.
You're far north suburbs. But lovely place. Just,
Avoid Wayne.
We did get told about the commercial. It's pretty dodgy. We actually, we got fucking hammered there and had a little pool tournament. And then we decided we'd start just cleaning the back bar out of the best booze they had. So they have like Armagnac, bottles of Armagnac and cognac and shit. There might be like a third of it left. We're like, yeah, the Armagnac. I'll give you $100 for a whole bottle. There's like a third of it left. They're like, 120. 90. Like, mate, you don't know what that bottle's worth. Let's be honest. So then the next day he actually came across to the brewery and tried to give us the bottle. He's like, do you want to keep these? Like, no. Like, that's the last thing I want is more fucking bottles.
Yeah. And definitely, selling to the choir.
There. Yeah. And I found out today, apparently did flaming chartreuse shots to finish the night off.
Of course you did.
Do not remember that one.
I feel like chartreuse is that motherfucker that shows you've got poor decision-making skills. As soon as that occurs to you, like, let's have chartreuse. Either you're at a company event and you fucking hate where you're working, or you're about to make a real big mistake and it's going to end in green vomit.
Yeah, you're 18.
I feel like, remember Vok branded flavoured alcohol?
Oh, that was always... The stuff you steal from your parents when everything good's gone.
Everything's good's gone, that's what's left.
I think Vok went out of business in 1997.
They're still around, though.
I remember 100 Pipers whiskey. Holy fuck, that was some nasty shit.
Oh, yeah, that's still around, though.
It was like a $15 bottle.
Yeah, they just emptied it into the Woodstock bourbons now.
My highlight of the week is we were playing a bit of video games with the kid. And my son's nearly 10, so we're playing Grand Theft Auto because I'm a good parent. And he doesn't play the missions or anything because they're a little bit too...
Structured.
No. Well, yes, but also like...
He plays Grand Theft Minecraft.
Yeah, a little bit. So he likes to set challenges, and he set the challenge for me and him, who could make the most money in 5 minutes. All right. This is a lesson in knowing, you know, don't play somebody at their own game. So, you know, he goes around robbing 7-Elevens and that kind of stuff and makes a couple hundred bucks. And I thought, I'll be a smart ass. I go, right, well, I'm going to go get a job. So I'll get on a train. In Grand Theft Auto 5, it is. If you hop on the train, it takes like 3 minutes.
Right.
And you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So I'll just sit there watching the train go for 3 minutes. And then I thought, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to muck around. And then I remembered, this is my save game. And in Grand Theft Auto, you can invest in the stock market. I had about 10 million in stocks. So I just pulled up the phone, sold. Okay, there you go, 10 million. What'd you make? You made 500 bucks, mate. Yeah, shit.
Yeah. It's like you're doing dishes.
So that's how class warfare works. So.
So I won that one. All right, we may as well talk about the footy. And as I dare say, it's going to be Brenton doing a lot of this talking because the grand final, I think they said the lowest TV audience for a grand final since 93 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that. GWS, not surprising.
Well, yes, one, GWS, and two, a lot of neutrals would have turned off at halftime.
Absolutely.
And three, Richmond have one of the biggest followings, and they would have all been at the event.
Well, yeah. As I say, there was another 20-odd thousand at Punt Road.
Everywhere.
I think it was well more than 20,000.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
$25 they were charging at Punt Road.
I mean, really? You're talking Punt Road Oval. I'm talking Punt Road, like in Swan Street. There was 100,000 people there.
Probably more, I reckon. Probably more. It was fucking insane.
But people were lining up to get a stool at a bar four blocks away from the G at 7 a.m.
Well, I caught the train from Thornbury Station and the platform was packed. Yeah. And that's like, you know, considerable way out.
Yeah.
It's not close. I just jumped on the train, headed into the G. This is a nice little walk, nice day for it. Went done a couple laps.
Beautiful day for it.
A couple laps of the outside to get a feel for it first. Yep. Then went in, had a beer, looked at my seat. Perfect.
Yeah.
Row 00, level one. Literally had the bar right behind me, third from the end. And the toilets was just across from the bar.
Yeah.
View was perfect on a 50-meter line.
Is that the one with the little sneaky side alley that you can? Yeah. Just near the
It was a 50-meter arc.
Yep.
And the entry exit.
The gate seven.
There's a turnstile kind of.
No, exit. For the players and shit.
This one could have, but this was not where the players came out.
All right.
Because like multiple races, right?
Yeah. The race. That's the word I was after.
Yeah. Race. Yeah. I think there's multiple ones all around there.
There's one right in front where I think Fox Footy used to set up on that stand, and it's where Lionel Richie sang the year that he hosted. And I think
that's right.
Meatloaf. Yep. Sang on that. They built a stage there. Yeah.
I didn't even notice who sang this year. I probably did, but I've forgotten already.
But there was one lady, like a R&B singer, that came out. She was the first one singing. I couldn't actually catch her name. Like the noise in there, just the hum was fucking intense. So you couldn't hear what they were saying over the announcement.
Well, thinking too, how many grand finals have you been to?
Two. That's the second one.
And the first one was the
93.
Yeah.
Essendon, Carlton.
Yep.
Yeah, because Heath and I have both been to ones, in between now and then.
No.
Didn't you?
No. I've only been to 93.
Oh.
I've never been to any others.
Oh. So you and I are the only ones that have seen our team win a grand final live.
Yep.
I mean, only ones. That's 66% of the people in the room.
Yeah, but you've had much more opportunity.
Yeah, this is very true.
Yeah, I also have far less money.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. but one of the most... Well, one thing that really impressed me was the noise of the GRS squad doing their march into the MCG.
Yeah.
It was really good, really impressive. Great to see that passion. You've
got to say, they did really well with GWS in organising everything.
Yeah, great.
Because they know they're going to be outnumbered 10 to 1,
yep.
Just about. But they got everyone to meet at the Imperial and they on Spring Street. They had a great photo of them all lined up on the steps out the front of Spring Street.
There are a lot of them.
And they all marched in. So I thought, if you're going to be in the minority, at least be together in the minority. Yep. Well, they did really, really well.
It was great to see that they turned up, were full of energy and spirit, but... It would be nice if the players did the same.
Yeah. We'll get to the players.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
So, yeah.
Why?
After I've strolled on in, I was actually lucky that all the people next to me were all just single seat ticket holders as well.
Yeah.
So everyone was sort of chatting and no one had anyone else. And like, young bloke on my right, he had to be like 15 years old.
Right.
His dad was over that way and his other brother was over that way and that sort of thing.
Did his dad have a better seat? You could have swapped.
Well, they were supposed to, but I think his seat was better, so he was like, fuck that. <I'm staying." laughs> But the bloke on my left, he was a really good dude. He was super nervous. He just stood up for the first quarter.
Yeah.
I just could not sit down.
Tigers?
Tigers, All Tigers. And then at half time, he goes to me, he's like, we've got this. It's in the bag. I'm like, shut the fuck up, mate. Jesus Christ, we've kicked this in a half. I can kick that again. Doing all the things that go through your mind. And then he didn't come back. And I'm like, fuck, he's taking that serious, hasn't he? Like, he's done. But then I don't know if this was a swap by him, but there was some other old dude who was nothing like the guy I was sitting next to originally, who just came, sat down, was a weird little fucker, weird little nugget, and just double-fisted beers. And like, he'd be sitting there like, oh, sorry, mate, sorry. It's like someone's shooting a goal. He's like, sorry, mate. I'm like, dude, can you shut the fuck up? Like, seriously. And he's like, oh, I just need to tell you that I need to get out if the goal goes through. Like, mate, there is no one behind us. Like, literally. there's a gap and there's a bar. Jump over the back of the seat, champ.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, no, I can't fit my legs over there. I'm looked at. Actually, that's correct. You're a little fucking nugget. Fair enough. Then he double-fisted beers for a quarter, but, like, had six.
Yeah.
Then he didn't come back for the fourth.
Just letting you know, I'm going to go when the beer, if the goal goes through. Let me know then.
Yeah.
Just, you know, after the goal goes through, when they're doing the whole whatever, just say, oi, mate, you let me know that scored. Can I grab a beer?
You know, like everybody else does.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, that we should have a fucking etiquette podcast on footy. Right.
Oh, it's a long off season.
Yeah. We got that one.
Because every motherfucker who decides, oh, yeah, play's going to the forward quickly, I might go back to my seat now. No, fuck you. You stay at the top of the fucking aisle.
Yeah, we like
will,
tennis.
We will do that in the off season, but it's also going to be about rocking up before the first bounce.
Yeah.
You've got a fucking lot to answer to do for that one.
Fuck. Hey, we rocked up for a bounce at half time, half cut.
All right, so let's get on to the actual game.
Hang on, I haven't finished it.
Oh, no, you haven't finished it.
what else
is
Nugget do?
This is my podcast, motherfucker. we've sat down, we're all chatting, and like the first lady who was the pre-entertainment, like, the music wasn't to my taste, but she definitely put everything into it. Like, she was really getting into it. So,
hang on, I got a feeling, Tones and I?
I have no idea. Like, you say it, because they were announcing it, but you couldn't hear what they were saying on the speakers. Right. Like, you couldn't hear at all.
Well, that's the thing, and I was talking to the old man about this as well. Pre-match entertainment, it's not for us.
No.
We're there for the footy.
I don't care. You
know? And I think the AFL does it well in that they know that the pre-match entertainment is not for the footy followers. It's for everybody else that's being dragged along to create a day. The footy followers, you get Mike Brady.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And like, I love that the argument is, but they have Mike Brady every year. Why do they have him again? And the answer is shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Mike Brady comes back.
Yep. He is there. That's his ticket.
Well, I was saying that as well. Like, how many kids these days could tell you anything at all about Kazaley except for the song?
What's his first name?
Who did he play for?
Yeah.
Is he a real person or an animal?
Like,
what does Kazaley mean?
Yeah.
It's a person.
Yeah. And I think the second thing is like, oh, there's the stadium.
Yeah, Kazaley. I'll tell you what, you've done well if you know that Kazaley Stadium is there as well. It's up in fucking Cairns, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
So then Virgin tried to manufacture a Guinness World Record for the loudest crowd noise before the game started.
Yeah.
Like, you dumb cunts, just wait till the first bounce. Hey, we've got it in the bag.
Are you sure you should be bad-mouthing Virgin right now?
We'll get there, but I mean, fuck them. I've paid them enough money.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, we're going to make a record now. I'm like, give us 5 minutes, mate. Yep. You won't need to say anything.
Exactly. And it'll be free. We can put your name on there. And then, so everyone's, no one gave a fuck. So everyone's sort of talking to themselves and yay. And so you couldn't hear what they were saying on the speaker either. So you didn't really know what was going on. But then all of a sudden, M27 flashes up on the screen. And that's my section. And we're like, hey, M27. What's that mean? I don't know. No one knew what the fuck it meant because you couldn't hear. And then whispers start coming from the boundary line towards the back.
Yeah.
And then you hear this, we've won tickets to New Zealand. And I thought, they pick a section, then they go pick a seat, and someone gets a ticket. No, the entire section won the return ticket.
The old Oprah.
Yeah. It's a return ticket to New Zealand. And they came through the stewardess and check your ticket, give you a lanyard with your barcode on there and whatever. So, before the game even started, I'd already won. So I'm like, this can't go all day, surely. This can't go all day.
Actually, we were talking about that because the old man's the one with the gold membership.
Yeah.
And so technically you had his ticket.
Yep.
So we were thinking,
but also
does that mean his name's on there?
But also technically the ticket was in my name because it was bought through my account.
Yep.
So it could have been anywhere.
So everyone's got this ticket but you.
Well, basically, except I have the ticket.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah.
No, I said, like, it's going to be registered. This is going to cause problems. Like, no. They'll give them a voucher. They won't even ask questions. It'll be done.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a lanyard with a code.
See, that's where you fucked up then. Why was no one rolling those guys as they fucking rocked out?
That's a good point. I think we're on the same team. Yeah. If Gidros had won it, then for sure they were not flying New Zealand.
I'm sure there would have been a few guys boozed as fuck if you turned up and said, oh mate, I'm from Virgin, I'm going to swap you over with this one, but this is just a piece of cardboard with a stick on it. They're new vouchers.
First class.
Yeah, you got that one, I got this one, see ya.
Yeah, so that was the pre-match of walking in there.
Alright, do you want to get on to the game itself?
How disgusting was Jack Revolt just diving I turned off as soon as I saw that. I thought this game has gone nowhere,
diving all the place. Tell you what, no, but the day was perfect. Everything worked out great. My seat was perfect. Got a free ticket. We smashed them. Umpires loved us. You know, well,
actually, exactly that's a point too. Were any of the Richmond supporters complaining about the umpiring?
Of course they were.
Fuck me, they got a good rub.
The first quarter, but you know, umpires doing that just to make it look legit. Yeah. You know what I mean? They had to throw a few bones, and then they were definitely going for the Tigers as well. There's no doubt about that.
That first 15 minutes where it was goalless.
Yep.
Was just really good tight footy, and watching it, I thought like Richmond had control.
Yeah, I thought of the first half of the quarter. Then I thought GWS came back in that last
half. GWS had a couple good runs.
Yeah. But it still felt like Richmond controlling that first 10 minutes, and you go right, they've controlled 10 minutes, have not scored. This is their chance. Yeah. You know, now you expect the other team to get a. Yeah. Have their turn almost.
Yeah.
And that first goal from Cameron from 55.
It's amazing.
It's decent.
Brilliant kick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just lovely. You like to see that. And I think when Rioli kicked the goal on the siren, like, I remember the ball went out on the wing and it was like
Soldo.
Like 17 seconds left. I thought, all right, well, that's that quarter done.
Yeah.
And the ball comes back and he kicks it and the siren goes just as it passed through, I think.
Yeah.
You thought, that's it. That's broken them. That's, it's 2-1 and they're broken.
Yeah.
Well, the stat that was thrown up was the first goal kicker has lost the last 6 grand finals, including this one. That's fucking bizarre.
Oh, it's just an anomaly. Well, I mean, it's a 50-50 thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, really? I don't think the computer's broken, but it's just weird. Like, you'd think that with GWS, the way they were positioned, they were, you know, making it a grind, and that's fine. That's the way they're playing.
Yeah.
But then they just kind of soft out.
But I think it was really just Dimmer adjusting to what their game plan was, and they had nothing to answer for it.
Well, their game plan the last couple of weeks has been trying to turn it into mucky footy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we'll try and scramble it forward.
Yeah.
All right, and that's Richmond's one wood.
Exactly.
You know, so they played into it. They went down in the mud with the pigs. Yeah.
And everything went wrong for them. Like, but, they had control of. Like,
but in the first 10 minutes, they were matching them for effort.
Yeah,
effort, yeah. But it wasn't going to last.
Well, their whole game plan leading up to it that they were talking about, which, you know, for whatever reason they were doing that, was that they're going to try and outbody them, outmuscle them, which is a great final strategy.
Well,
not one of them put on a decent hit. I didn't see one good hit from a Gold Coast. GWS. I didn't see from a Gold Coast player either, but from GWS.
Oh, I saw a couple from Prestia.
Great, yeah.
Caddy. Lynch.
Lynch was all right.
It was funny that they were the bullies, you know, and really playing unsociable football in the first 3 weeks of the finals.
Yep.
Didn't see it in this one. The only big moment, really, was a massive tackle from Cochin on Mumfield.
Yeah, in the first quarter, too.
And got him. Like, it was perfect. Beautiful. It was a beautiful tackle.
It was almost like a belly-to-belly suplex.
Yeah. I thought, where's the anger? Like, now, before the game, and we did our predictions last week, do you remember what margin you two picked?
I picked 18.
18, something like that?
I picked GWS. Yeah.
You picked GWS, did you really?
Yeah.
I've scoured and looked through the
archives,
all the journos and that kind of stuff. No, I didn't listen to ours because I said 62. So this is a little chance for me to go. I was nearly there, which is a 3-quarter time margin. I found 2 people that picked it's going to be a blowout. There was only one in the Herald Sun tipping, and Wayne Carey mentioned, he goes, "This feels like 1999, where Carlton played their grand final the week before."
Yeah.
Nobody really tipped that it was going to be a blowout. Not by 89 points. Nobody's tipping that.
Yeah.
But I just thought, and it's easy to say afterwards, like, it just felt like they're running out of steam.
Yeah.
And they were. And they were. Like, now the story's coming out. Like, obviously, Phil Davis did a fitness test that morning.
Shouldn't have been playing.
Shouldn't have been. Probably not.
If you're questionable for a grand final, you don't play.
He turned Jack's clock back 5 years. Like, he made Jack look fucking sensational.
Matt DeBoer had a serious knee injury.
Yeah.
Not one of these things meant the difference. But DeBoer was, you know, coming in, he's tagged Bontempelli out of the game. He tagged, I think, Zorko or Lockie Neal.
Yeah.
And then he did a great job on Pendlebury last week and Treloar. He was tagging Dusty at the first bounce. Yep. I don't know what happened after that, but
Dusty went to the forward lines.
The number one tagger ends the game with 0 tackles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dusty went to the forward lines and he tried to follow him and then he was in no man's land.
Was it Finlayson, I think, that it had not troubled the stat guys until halftime?
No, it was third quarter. He got his first touch.
First touch, yeah.
You see,
but
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm not going to blame him for
it's
the loss.
No, it's not him either. The ball could not get forward.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You've got to do something.
Yeah. Like, the targets were too good, but every time Giro's got the ball, they kicked it straight back to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Scrappy kicks.
Like, they made it very hard for us to lose.
But see, scrappy kicks, like, in a final, you can live with that as long as the ball is going to a dispute and your guys are going to make sure they work their fucking ass off to get that ball back. I mean, it's not pretty footy, but it's something you can work on if the effort's there. And the effort just was not there.
No, they were dead on their feet. They were out of it. I checked as well. 4 inside 50 marks the entire game for GWS.
Wow.
And I think 3 of them came in the final quarter.
Really?
I think. I'm not sure on that one, but it was 4 for the entire day.
Yeah. Well, Jez Cameron had the first one for the first goal.
Outside 50.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. Toby had 2 of them, and Himmelberg, I think, kicked a goal.
Yeah, he did get one, that was against play.
And Zach Williams got the other one.
Zach Williams was very, very, very quiet.
He was, but I mean, they
Everyone
all were.
Was, yeah.
Like, pick
yeah.
somebody on GWS who had an all right game. Not a good game, because none of them had a good game. Like,
Taranto, I guess.
Taranto maybe.
He had the ball.
Yeah, he had 30 touches, I think, which is leading... Yeah. Everybody, I think 14 kicks and 16 handballs. Yeah. And I didn't know,
But was there any player where you thought his side let him down? And I don't think there was for GWS. I think that they all equally didn't contribute.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There was bad, and then there was terrible.
Yeah, but there wasn't from the middle too.
Yep,
there wasn't a player who was like, "Nah, fuck this. I've fucking had enough. Yeah. I'm going to go out there and make this happen."
Mm.
And they did not have that leadership.
Well, the closest they had, like Haynes, was okay. Across the back line.
Yep.
And Toby tried but didn't execute.
Yeah, well, Toby just couldn't get a feel for the game until it was over.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is too, they decided to give Toby his own medicine. Every time he went down, you'd have Cochin put his hand in his face, you'd have Green did it back, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting he was hard done by it all.
Mm.
But every player decided to intimidate Toby Green.
It's easy to do once you're 5, 6, 7 goals in a row as
and
well.
Like I said last week, Josh Caddy.
Yeah.
Go straight to him, give him a fucking mouthful. Like, first thing he does, Josh Caddy goes up, gives him a fucking spray.
I really wish they had Treloar cam for this one, just to see you know,
him sitting next to Buckley.
And Buckley's going, "This is your load to carry now, son." I dodge premierships left, right and centre, and now you're on it.
Yeah.
Well, it was also the equal lowest halftime score from a team since the AFL started.
Yeah.
Sorry, not VFL obviously, but since AFL in the 90s, Matt DeBoer's been on both teams.
Shit.
Kicked 1 goal, 7 up to halftime.
Jesus.
Which is what Frio did in 2013.
So you're saying
DeBoer's a problem.
You're saying Leon Cameron's the new Ross Lyon?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I'm saying Matt DeBoer is very unlucky when it comes to grand finals. In total, his team's kicked 2 goals, 14 in the first half.
Yeah. And the good thing was, like, none of the GWS supporters left. They stayed the whole time, which is great.
Like I say, if you've made that effort.
Yeah.
Benny the Tosser, a friend of the podcast, he came down for it, drove down, stayed till the end, but, you know, obviously knew well in advance.
Yeah.
You know, they produce a lot of the premiership merch before the game so that they can sell it and get rid of it right after the game.
Yep.
He told me, a good half hour trying to convince him to give him a Giants premiership hat and stubby holder. He's there arguing with him. He goes, "Look, I know they exist. You've got the Richmond ones right there.
Yeah.
They exist." And the people behind the counter would not tell him, either they didn't know or would not tell him how to get it. He goes, you can't get them. You can't get them. I said, "Oh, you can get the posters, I reckon." He goes, "Yeah, posters, you can get them online. Stubby holder hat, that's another level."
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's some, like, they're getting burnt at that time. You know what I mean?
So they're not even acknowledging they exist. Of course not. But we better get those guys in Parliament, because they've got a better tight-lipped fucking thing than half of our people there.
They said they don't know where they are. And to be fair, that's probably true for the people at the front.
You wouldn't trust your min wages.
No, no. They guard that shit, I'm sure. Yeah. And then it gets delivered and the other stuff is probably going back for recycling or something. You know, they'll do it as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
Try and get away with it.
Yeah.
Marlon Pickett.
Oh.
What I... Now, full disclosure, I said he was never a chance to play last week.
Me too.
I thought he'd be a Norm Smith.
When he was named, I thought, that's not a good idea. Don't debut.
I thought the same thing.
At the end of the day, I had him in my Norm Smith votes.
Yeah, as soon as like Dimmer put him in the middle, I was like, "Fuck, he's got some confidence." All right, well, Dimmer knows what he's doing.
And hindsight's 20/20, but I heard one of the interviews with Dimmer, and they explaining. He goes, "You know, he wasn't going to play, like, and that's why they took out McIntosh and Ross."
Yeah,
I feel sorry for those poor bastards.
Ross especially.
He took them out of the VFL final, and then he goes, and then Marlon Pickett played a blinder.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you do? And I like the fact that if this was round 7 and you needed a player to come in, you pick the player that was best on ground in the reserves the week before, don't you?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Grand final's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I really like the process, even though I said at the time, and I was thinking at the time, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
But he liked the process, and they knew the lad.
He could
play.
Well, he is an old rookie too. Like, he's what, 27?
27, yeah.
Yeah. So, was not intimidated, but the thing that tore it up for me most was that he set Dusty up for, I think, Dusty's second goal. I think it was.
Could be.
Probably.
And Dusty gave him one back.
And then the whole team just gets around him. And when you've got...
It was always going to happen.
Yeah. But when you've got that happening, when the players are playing for each other, even though they're up in a grand final, you just know they're not losing this. They're unassailable.
He fumbled a couple of possessions early on. And believe me, he wasn't the only player that did that, but he's the first game player. He's got a lot of eyes on him. Yeah. So you notice it.
And that 360 move.
Totally unnecessary.
You loved it though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was just disappointed he didn't go for another one.
He got the biggest cheer of the whole day when he hit that goal and got the medal. But the funniest thing for me was when they're doing the presentations and like teams there got the stage and they're sort of getting the medals. These four kids are in the middle, like circle, tossing the ball up, going for a ruck contest. They grab it, they kick it, straight into Richmond team. You know, they throw it back to the centre, throw it up again. So these kids just played a second game on the stage while everyone's getting their medals and everything's going on.
That's what they should
do. Everyone left them, let them be. Everyone cleared out, let them have a run around.
Let them go. I'm glad that's his moment, and fucking let him have it.
They couldn't give a shit. They're like, this is the MCG, we're playing.
I'll tell you what, the best performance I saw all game was Cochin's speech when he said GWS really pushed them and they were a good opponent. That was fucking Oscar worthy.
It gets done for staging, you reckon?
I think so. Yeah, he deserves 3 weeks for that.
I mean, it's pretty. I mean, he walked up there with notes, so obviously.
Well, they always do.
But it would have been even better. I think he comes up, he's like, yeah, lads. it was a game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You guys were pretty shit.
They'd be like, all right, we're into the grand final now. Next week, we've got... that's right, yeah.
Is this the Wizard Cup?
Yeah.
AFLX. Oh,
Premiership Medallion. I already got one of these. Do you guys want one? No, you can't have one. I'm fucking joking. No,
what do you reckon of the Norm Smith voting this year? Because
it was hard.
I still believe that in 2017 that Basher should have got it. Instead.
I thought so.
It's hard to go against Dusty for this one.
I mean, you've got to just look at the first half, don't you?
Really? Kind of. Because... It was circle work towards the end.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, like I was thinking, oh, is it Prestia only? Oh, Marlon Pickett's got to get a vote.
Yeah.
And then Dusty kicked a goal with 50 seconds left. You're like, nah.
That's it.
It would have been hands down if Castagna kicked straight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He was best on ground
if
he kicked straight.
He had the worst best game ever.
He was best on two-thirds of the ground.
Yeah.
Like the 50-meter arc, he was shite.
Like he had the worst best game ever. And, I mean, he still had a sensational game, but he couldn't finish. And goals are really important in a game of football.
The worst best game since Nat Fyfe in 30. Nought goals 5 and 2 out of bounds on the full.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Tried to shoot himself in, that's for sure. Especially when there's some people streaming into the goal square looking for their hands. Nah.
Well, I know how he feels because I played Phil in basketball about a year back in a company team, not having played for a good 15 years, but I knew the rules, and that apparently put me ahead of the queue, which should give you an idea of how good everyone was. Missed the first shot, total brick, and then I'm like, I got to get into it. So I'm getting the ball out. All right, shoot. No, missed. I think I ended up scoring 0 points and had about 8 shots. So, I mean, we won anyway because the other team was full of people who were about 3 feet tall, but I understand how he feels. I acknowledge that.
You've got some... you get a premiership medallion at the end of the day?
oh, we got a corporate certificate, which
there you go. Same, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, no, it's not the same at all. It's fucking useless. I don't even have it anymore. I threw it away.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't earn it. I didn't contribute enough.
Yeah.
I Cam Mooney'd that shit.
It did make me feel a lot like 2015, this one, because obviously I enjoyed 2015, but not many neutrals did.
Yeah.
Because the game was over early and one team didn't rock up.
Yeah.
Does it feel like that? Again,
it's definitely not as special as 17.
Yeah,
even though it was there.
Well, that's a drought breaker as well.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously the story where it came from.
Yeah,
yeah. So it definitely wasn't as special as 17. But watching it live, I'd much prefer it to be this sort of game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can actually relax and enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's your team and it's decided at halftime, that is the golden experience. Well, and you don't give a fuck about everyone else.
Because even when I was walking into the grounds, like walking towards the actual MC, like in the parklands, I'm like, I just want to remember how you feel as you're going through every part of it. Because most of the time, like, those memories, they sort of fade. But every now and then through life, you have to get this feeling. You're like, oh, that reminds me of this time. Or it comes back to you. I'm like, so just be aware of how you're feeling. As soon as I walked in, I was nervous as fuck. And that went out the window.
Yeah.
And then we were up by heaps. And I got to relax and actually enjoy and take stock and make sure I remember this shit.
But I mean, on the way in, had you gotten a text and there was an announcement that, oh, yeah, by the way, GWS of all tested positive, Asada's taking them out of the team, Richmond win the premiership by default, you'd be like, fucking sweet. Yeah. I'm not hating that. Loving it.
I'd say, I'm clean, I'll go in for the GWS. I need someone there, may as well. If people pay the money.
Paying shirts and skins.
Yeah.
I reckon Buckley would have taken his shirt off and, oh, man, this is my fucking chance.
So I think, when I go back and try and remember the game, though, there are very few big moments. Because it was just a grind from Richmond. They just played their way, got the goal.
Oh, look, now the biggest moment for me was when the wings came out the oven and they were just fucking perfectly cooked and they just fell off. Like, that was a bit I remember for quite some time.
I was actually disappointed that there wasn't much salt in the commentary box. Like, really disappointed.
What can you do?
I know. That's what kind of annoyed me, that we were that good that they couldn't. I was like, oh, it's special.
Oh, no, there was. Lingy was pretty salty that they didn't hit the 119 margin. Yeah.
It was funny following Dane Swan on Twitter. Yeah. He's like, can't believe it. The fat little cunt's going to do it.
I was watching it with the old man who's a Tigers supporter, and in the last quarter, he was going, no, don't let him get back in. Kick more. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're dead. It's move on, let it go. Enjoy it.
We did start singing the song in the third.
Yeah, you could hear it on the TV.
Right, yeah.
Jack Revolt's trying to get the Coleman.
But yeah, I thought Josh Caddy I watched all of the stats and he wasn't the best for efficiency, but in my memory, his efficiency and his decision making was very, very good, very smart. Especially when, like, he's generally a selfish player, but not today, not that day.
There was one or two where I think he, like, from 50-55, he had a shot and, like, maybe leave that one about 5 metres shorter.
Yeah.
But he had another go anyway, so it didn't really matter.
I did like Tom Lynch's interview too, when, you know, players who come to the club from another club, especially a franchise player like him, you want them to kind of be, look, you know, my time with Gold Coast was done. He was like, nah, fuck that. I knew as soon as I came here, I made the right choice.
Oh, geez. Yeah. As if that wasn't obvious from the outside anyway.
But you'd expect, it's like when you leave your missus and end up dating a supermodel. Like, you want to at least say, oh, the other one was all right. But he was like, nah, this chick's awesome. She was fucked.
He's like, they knew my name.
This is a real AFL club.
Yeah.
What I also like is everyone's talked about Marlon Pickett, and, you know, the commentary loved Marlon Pickett in the story, as well they should, you know. And obviously now he's a life member of the club.
Yep.
He's going to retire. But what I love is he'd have his name on his locker now, you know, with the little premiership cut next to it.
Games won.
Nobody else has got locker 50. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, he's the
only
first one
on there.
Yep.
I haven't gone back through the archives to check, but I'm pretty fucking confident.
Yeah. Not many premiership players at that 50, but if you're a rookie coming in a couple of years' time, because Pickett won't have a long career.
No.
He's too old.
He literally can't.
But if you're coming in as a rookie, you're queuing for that fucking number.
Yeah.
Because the chance that your first game could mirror his story, that'd be fucking golden.
It goes down in annals of history now.
Yeah.
I did check. I think there's a bloke named Jack Smith or something like that in the 20s. Who played one game for one premiership for the Tigers as well.
Right.
Well, there can't be too many players who played the VFL flag, got BOG, played the AFL flag, the Bs and the A's.
Yeah, wins it.
And he was in the conversation for the Norm Smith too.
Yeah.
Well, he got votes. But, you know, that was impossible 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
I think it's impossible forever.
No, well,
to get the best on ground in the VFL flag, literally, and the best on ground in AFL flag.
well, I mean, Marlon Pickett nearly did it last weekend, but you couldn't do it years ago because A's and B's were played on the same day.
Oh, right.
You
know?
Yeah, I think Jonathan Simpkin was the last one to win both medals, but he didn't win the best on ground for the VFL, that's for sure. Norm Goss medal, I think it's called.
Yeah, like right.
Sure.
Yep.
But there you go. So nearly two normies in the space of 7 days.
See, all the VFL medals seem to be named with old school Australian names. Like there's the Les Foot, I think it is, for the VFL
LJ, high school. Liston, LJ Liston.
Really? Yeah. I think it's Leslie like Liston.
Fair enough. SNFL is the Crichton medal, right?
No, that's Essendon.
Essendon's the Crichton. Middleton. Because I was just thinking like, as you have like Crichton.
No, that's Red Dwarf.
No, exactly. I was thinking of Lister and Crichton.
It's the Crichton or something like that. All right. Crichton. McGarry.
McGarry, of course, this fucking in dickhead.
Sample. Yeah. If I think hard, I think of the waffle one. It's I want to say Sandover medal.
Oh, yeah, let's run with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that one.
The Sandover medal, yeah.
So, yeah, the game finished. Watched them get the medals. I didn't stick around for too long. I'm like, fuck this, I'm going down to Swan Street.
Yep.
So, like, I buggered off down to Swan Street. That was already insane.
Yeah.
So, like, just got amongst it there. Then I went back to the MCG, picked up some merch.
You see Vic Rhodes about that?
No.
They're like, year. Yeah, we're not going to be shutting down the street. Yeah. It's like, you fucking sure?
Yeah.
Are you really sure?
Yeah, we're going to have horses down there.
Yeah, good luck.
To be fair, I didn't hear as much, you know, vandalism or looting this time around. And it felt like, we've done this again.
Yeah, and the celebration started a lot earlier, so it wasn't this massive just adrenaline dump that went onto Swan Street.
I imagine after half time, there was a lot of people that didn't have tickets to the game that were down there already.
Yeah, well, that's why I left there first, went into Swan Street, because I didn't want to stick around Swan Street too long, but I wanted to be like, hey, I went down there, I had a look.
Just in case it got messy.
Yeah, and then I went back, bought some merch, like some posters, shirts, caps.
Yep.
Then went back to Swan Street for a bit, and then I'm like, all right, this is getting out of control. Yep. I am done.
Well,
went back to...
All the blokes that were so worked up would have been, you know, deep in their misses by three-quarter time. So
well,
by
deep
the time,
in someone's misses.
Yeah, so by the time the final siren went, they'd already got a load off.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was your train trip home?
Well, I tracked down to East Richmond, is it? Jollymont, whatever the fuck they call it.
The line you're on, Jollymont.
Jollymont. So, jumped on the train. Just about to take off, and this guy on the carriage next to us, he gets off, walks past, and his dog is on a leash, and there's this homeless dude with a dog in our carriage, and his dog just runs in the carriage and just jumps on this other dog and, like, grabs him by the jaw.
Right.
Like, literally had... Basically, if you got two alligator clips and connect them together, at a right angle, that's what it was.
Right.
And this dog just would not let go.
Yeah.
And this is right in front of me, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want this dog to let go because he's going to latch onto me.
Yeah.
But the train's packed, so I can't really move anywhere. And so we've got three people on each dog.
Just start humping the dog's leg. Fucking see how they're like.
I'm like, I ain't touching the fucking dog. I don't know. The dude whose dog jumped on the train looked like a dodgy little fucker. And the dude next to his dog was getting beat up. He was a dodgy fucker. So I'm like, I'm trying to stay out of this as much as I can.
I've still got scars on my fingers from trying to break up a dog fight.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, which one are you betting on?
That's out of book running, you know. I was waiting for so you got three people on one dog, three people on the other dog, and then this dude with a broken leg who's trying to stick his fucking crutch into the dog's mouth and pry it open.
Right.
This dog just would not let go. And so the cops come in, and they just basically mace the dog from point blank range in the eye.
Wow.
Which is good for the dog, not good for a packed train.
No.
And so I'm like, oh, for fuck, I've got my Richmond scarf over my face. Everyone has a coffin, and I'm like, yeah, he's a smart cunt wearing a scarf now, eh?
Yeah.
It's fucking hot, you dumb cunts. And then the train starts moving, so I'm like, all right, I'm probably good now. Just as that train starts moving, on like, because I was at the end of my carriage, in the middle of the carriage, a fight starts breaking out between a guy and a woman.
Right.
Both Richmond supporters.
Lovely.
And so then the emergency stop, someone hits that, and they're like, oh, there's a fight going on as well. And so then the train driver was like, fuck it, I'm going to the next stop anyway.
Yeah.
So he just went to the next stop, and the cops came on, broke that one up. And then I eventually get back to Thornbury, went into a bar to have a pint and just brag, basically.
Yep.
And then this dude comes in, he's like, trying to get the bar staff's attention. And I wasn't dressed up, obviously, in any work uniform. So he's like, oh, fuck, you try and get him and they won't. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, oh, it's a fight at the front. I'm like, fuck, I'll sort it out. He's like, no, it's not your problem, mate. I'm like, no, I'm actually the manager here, so I'll take care of it. So there's a fight there as well. And I'm like, these fights are following me. Like, I've done Swan Street a favour. They can now blame this on Collingwood.
Yeah, taking it away.
Yeah.
Speaking of fights, one thing I forgot to mention is one of the highlights of the week, ADCC.
Yeah.
Australia had a massive representation this year. Like, for those that don't know,
there was one stable, right?
Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, what's that?
Combat Club.
Combat Club.
Yeah.
It's a grappling championship. And traditionally, it's been Brazilians, Americans, and some Middle Eastern people who dominate everything. But this year we had Lachlan Giles, Liv Giles, and Craig Jones all attend.
And a few others, but yeah.
And a few others, but they fucking smashed it. Like, I think Craig Jones finished second in his weight
second
category.
Second in his weight category, yeah.
But leg-locked people all the way fucking through. Yeah. And same with Lachie Giles. I think he finished bronze or in the bronze fight. I can't remember if he won or not.
No, he won bronze in the absolute division.
Yeah, that's
right.
And
open weight.
And he tapped out the guy who won the 99-kilo division. Just amazing. And for guys to do that while still training in Australia, it has never happened before. Like, Australia's had success in ADCC. Not a gold medal. I don't think we've won ever.
No.
But to do it while training in St. Kilda is just unbelievable. I mean, granted, they get a lot of international help as well, and so they should.
I think they've been training overseas for a little while. Yeah. I don't think they've done much training in St. Kilda in the last 12 months or so. But anyway.
I don't remember my fucking narrative. I'm pumping them up.
Yeah. No, it was great, though. The people's champ, they called him.
Yep.
Everyone was following along online. Yeah, but anyway, is that that it for your grand final?
That is pretty much it, yep.
I don't know, there's much else. I mean, I do like checking in for the longest kick in the morning, which...
I did see...
Belters somehow.
Taylor Harris.
Kicked over 60?
Yep. Yeah, and she put a few of the blokes to shame. Yeah. I mean, you know, granted, her leg extension is about 12 inches longer than everyone else there.
She does have a little advantage against some of the AFL players in one... I think she's only 22. Or something like that. And two, I don't think she rocks up hungover. Yeah. Like a lot of the AFL players did. There were some shockers there, but I mean, Clayton Oliver kicked 66 or something like that.
What about that photo of Fev and Rioli's girl?
Oh, is that Swanee that said that was under more pressure than Leon Cameron at halftime?
Yeah.
That was. I'm not going to give Swanee with Fev too much shit, because if I had the same Guernsey, the image would be pretty similar.
Did you watch
I heard him on the radio the week before. Before the prelim, and because obviously Daniel Rioli is dating his daughter and living at his place at the moment, he is all on the Tigers. Like, he is such a proud father-in-law.
Yeah,
he's so happy for him.
Actually, did you see Swanee took over Sportsbet?
Oh yeah,
but he had a good view. But his one was looking around at the tables. Everyone's bored as fuck. Hey, happy Fev, you ruined it for all of us.
That's the Brownlow.
Oh, Brownlow. Yeah,
at the Brownlow.
Brownlow. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. There was the sprint won by Benny King from the Gold Coast.
That's right.
Gold Coast won something.
Yeah. I did love how he tried. It seemed like everyone else was just like, we're here.
In the heats before the game, the heats were before the game. I think was it Garner from North Melbourne?
Yeah.
Who jogged?
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Literally jogged.
He's like, I got my ticket.
He said a few of the other players, they actually had a pack. They were all going to jog. But the moment got the better of them, and they actually tried.
Yep.
And he was the last one who didn't.
Yeah, but see, is that smart? I mean, he's the bloke who's got a reputation for punching cunts. So, well, they would have had to go back down the race. And he's like, all right, motherfuckers, you made me look bad.
He got his ticket to AFL Grand Final day. I don't think he's getting one next year.
No, I think he's done. But
with our injury list, I'm glad he didn't fucking try, to be honest.
That too. Yeah. All right, I think that might wrap us up, actually.
Well, no, we got the whole trade week thing going on now.
We're already pretty deep.
Yeah, we've got a lot of trade stuff to talk about, but trade week doesn't actually, opens on Friday? Is that when free agency opens?
Yeah, that's why this is the best place to talk about it, because everyone's making shit up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
So we'll have a lot to talk about with that once everything gets confirmed.
Mind you, normally I look forward to this because it's the one time I can be optimistic about the team, but North doesn't have a general manager, doesn't have a football manager, doesn't have a list manager, so I'm not sure who the fuck's going to sign any contracts.
I think they're going to be quiet this year.
Well, and we've got Jacobs and Dorr, who might play 22 games next year or might play none ever again. So if you were thinking of coming to a club, North would not be it.
Oh, you can get some dual roles, save some cash. How's your accounting skills, champ? Better than your left leg. All right, you're in.
You're in.
Yeah, I've got Goldstein.
Oh, yeah, that's right, true.
All right, that'll do us for this week.
Yeah, good luck.
Right, peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.